CBS News, this is Rob Armstrong. For a short while, it appeared the evacuation of the Palestine Liberation Organization from Lebanon could be ended just as it was getting underway. Shortly after the first 400 or so PLO fighters boarded a ship and sailed for Cyprus, it was reported that an Israeli civilian had been captured by Palestinians. The man was turned over to American mediators, and the incident appears to be at an end. Nonetheless, it underscores the fragile nature of the truce in Lebanon. U.S. Middle East envoy Philip Habib's evacuation plan got underway this morning, as Bob Simon reports.
The PLO did not go softly from Beirut today. All of West Beirut erupted in a fanfare of gunfire as the first PLO fighters made their way to the port. The city has seen many things before. It has never seen a convoy like this. If one had just dropped in from another planet, one might have thought this was a victorious army liberating a city from foreign occupation, and not the forced departure of fighters who had lost a battle, if not a war. There were garlands of flowers, the throwing of rice, the grasping of hands. It was almost a primordial scene. Men fired their guns while women wept. Bob Simon, CBS News, Beirut.
The Soviet news agency TASS hailed the Palestinians as having accomplished a heroic deed. President Reagan flashed a thumbs-up sign when asked about events today in Lebanon as he arrived in Santa Barbara, California, for the start of a two-week vacation at his California ranch. CBS News continues in a minute.
Plant shutdowns, layoffs, bankruptcies. Does this sound like a recovery? It does to many economists, and according to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, they think the recession is over. So have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Journal that can help keep you informed of everything happening anywhere in business that could affect your future and your company's future. Other Journal articles reveal that you could be in for a nasty shock if you bought collectibles as a financial investment, why companies are finding that it doesn't pay to pit workers against each other, and what happens to you when a bank goes under. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Now, here's that important offer. If you call 800-453-4003, you can get 6 months of the Journal for $47. That's $47 for 6 months of the Journal, just 37 cents a day. So if you're serious about business, put the Wall Street Journal to work for you. Call toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-453-4003. That's 800-453-4003, except in Utah. You'll be billed later.
AFL-CIO President Lane Kirkland says President Reagan's economic policies show blatant favoritism for the rich and powerful. And he left little doubt that his organization will not support Mr. Reagan if he seeks a second term. Kirkland was interviewed on the Voice of America, the government-operated radio service that broadcasts around the world. Kirkland said the president has a perverse order of priorities that helps the rich instead of the needy. Secretary of State George Shultz and Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger held a strategy session today about this country's policy toward the Soviet Union. Shultz called the meeting to pick the brains of former officials of the Nixon, Ford, and Carter administrations. President Carter's Defense Secretary Harold Brown called the six-hour meeting useful. Police in Lima, Peru, have begun a crackdown on leftists in the Peruvian capital. Leftist groups have claimed responsibility for a series of bombings in Lima. Yesterday, the government declared a state of emergency and suspended most constitutional rights in the capital. Another terrorist bomb in Paris, the extreme left-wing group Direct Action, has claimed responsibility. One police officer was killed and two others were wounded as they tried to defuse the bomb, which was planted in the car of an American diplomat parked near the Eiffel Tower. The United States and Japan resumed anti-submarine naval exercises off the coast of northern Japan today. The maneuvers have been in recess for a week. Now this message.
Okay, now that your calculator's on, figure how many gallons it'll take to paint your house. Now multiply that by the price of a gallon of paint. Hey, don't worry. You can save $5 to $8 on every gallon of Lucite House and Trim Paint. That's right. Lucite House Paint's now on sale at $5 to $8 a gallon off DuPont's suggested retail price. Better hurry. The Lucite sale ends September 19th. Savings at participating stores include rebate from DuPont, which makes it one of a sale.
Last night I was walking my dog when suddenly he breaks away and runs into the street. A truck was heading right for him. Boy, was I scared. But thanks to his heart's reflecting collar, the truck stopped in time. The driver saw the collar glow before it was too late.
Protect your dog or cat right now with the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus Nighttime Safety Reflecting Collar, the first flea and tick collar that reflects oncoming car headlights and kills fleas and ticks for 5 months. The Hearts 2-in-1 Plus Reflecting Collar. Now the Hearts Flea and Tick Killer can be a lifesaver.
Some 400 people held a peaceful demonstration outside the education ministry in Tokyo today. It was the first demonstration inside Japan since a controversy surfaced over proposed revisions of Japanese history textbooks. The revisions would largely soften the way Japanese military activity before and during World War II is portrayed. The proposed revisions have prompted outcries from China and South Korea. China says the new versions of the texts gloss over the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of Chinese during Japan's invasion in the 1930s. Rob Armstrong, CBS News.